All best, Drew.
You are now listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Simon Fraser University in Burnaby, British Columbia. We strive to provide perspectives that are rarely expressed in mainstream media. If you'd like to know more about us, check out our website at cjsf.ca.
Welcome to CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus and community radio station here at Simon Fraser University in Burnaby, BC, where we broadcast from unceded Coast Salish territories. My name is Nicole Hines, and I'm back for Beats and Eats from 1 to 2. During the hour, I chat about food, I share interviews and stories about food security, but I also talk about events, and I play dope beats throughout the mix of the show as well. I do have a guest in store with me today. I'm going to welcome my guest Nikita, because Nikita is here to chat about an event that's happening. Hi, Nikita.
Hello.
How you doing?
How are you, Nicole?
I'm so good. So please tell me about the event that you have going on today. It's today, right?
Yes, it's today. Essentially, it is a Palentine's, pun intended, speed friending event.
Okay.
So we just have a few people drop by and answer some questions, talk to other people. There's free pizza, free soda. And there's a little Palentine's Day goodie bags.
Hey!
Yeah, it's really cute. It's happening from 12 to 3 p.m. on the second floor of the SUB, room 2110.
Room 2110. And so it's what day it's happening when? Sorry.
Right now.
Oh, my
February
gosh.
12 to 3 p.m.
Guys, look at live radio.
Literally live, exactly.
I love that. And I love the fact that I talk about food. There's going to be pizza there. So how great that is. And so anybody can drop in right now then?
Absolutely.
Oh, my gosh.
Just walk on in. And, you know, you don't have to be there for long if you don't want to. If you just want some free pizza and some free soda, take it and go. That's okay.
Oh, my gosh. Is there anything else you want to share about this event?
No, not in particular. There are also board games.
Oh, my gosh.
Plenty of board games. So board games are fun.
I love board games. What is your favorite?
I'd probably say Snakes and Ladders. It's a classic. Same brain.
You see what I'm saying? Yes. I was literally going to jump in. I was like, if you don't have one, I'm going to say it. Snakes and Ladders. And here we are. I love Snakes and Ladders. And I do. I love a Scrabble, too.
Oh, I love word games.
Hey.
I used to read dictionaries. It's a good time.
Hey, I love it. Okay, so Nikita, again, thank you for popping in. And again, mm-hmm. Plug the event one last time, please.
Yes. Palentine's Day event, speed friending, free food, free drinks, room 2110 on the second floor of the SUB, 12 to 3 p.m. Pop in.
Hey, I love it. Thank you so much for stopping by. And please, Nikita, come by anytime when you have things going on.
I appreciate that.
Absolutely. And if you ever want to pop in and talk about food, I'm your
I am
gal.
Absolutely okay with that, too.
Hey. All right. Thank you so much. I appreciate you. And I know the event is going on, so I guess you have other places.
Yes.
To be.
Okay. I'm here to help around whenever I can.
I love it. All right. Thank you so much. Again, that was Nikita sharing an event that's happening right now until 3 p.m. So you've got about 2 more hours. If you're in the sub building, head over. All right. Thank you so much.
Thank
I appreciate you.
Bye.
Bye. All right. Guess what? I have got a lot of other things on the show for today. I am going to be sharing a recipe. I have another interview that I am going to be sharing as well on the show with a dope artist. But let's get into the recipe. The dish that I'm going to be talking about is considered a side dish. I like to make it to accompany either a meat dish like jerk chicken or curry goat. And actually, one of the favorite meats that I like to eat it with is oxtail. I haven't mastered how to make oxtail yet, but when I do, friends, the recipe is coming. And I do like to eat like a vegetarian curry with it. I do like a Jamaican jerk seasoned vegetable medley that I like to have with this. And the dish is rice and peas. But the name is a bit confusing because the dish is not always made with peas. It's actually in many cases made with beans. So I like to do it with kidney beans, but when I am doing it with peas, I do like to do it with pigeon peas, or Jamaicans like to also do it with peas that are called gungu peas as well. So the gungu peas are not always the easiest to get in the Lower Mainland, but you can pretty much get kidney beans and pigeon peas pretty readily in all of the grocery stores and such. Now, there a lot of the old school way of making this dish is to actually use dried beans. I like to go the fast track route, and I like to buy canned beans and canned peas. So the recipe that I'm going to be sharing with you is using canned. Don't hate me. All right. Okay. So the first thing is your rice. So I like to use parboiled rice, but it's also good to use basmati rice or any type of rice that you like. I will have a little bit of salt, usually like a couple teaspoons of salt. I will use fresh thyme. Now, you're able to use dry thyme as well, but I do like to get fresh thyme, so I'll put like 3 sprigs of it in there. And thyme you can get fresh in like all the grocery stores, so it's super easy to get. The recipe also calls for 1 can of coconut milk, very easy to get. 1 green onion, which is chopped up really finely. And not only can you get that easily, but you can also grow that yourself. The next thing that the recipe calls for is a clove of garlic that is minced. The other item on the ingredient list is 1 Scotch bonnet pepper. And if you have been listening to this show, you will know that Scotch bonnet peppers are not always that easy to find in the Lower Mainland. So please use a habanero pepper if you've got it, and that will suffice as well. If you don't want to use a pepper at all, it's totally okay. The idea is it does give a little extra je ne sais quoi, you know, when it's cooking, but it's not that the dish will be, you know, not great if you don't have that. And the other thing that is used is a little bit of olive oil. You're going to have about a teaspoon of black pepper. And then I like to add some vegetable broth because it helps to add more flavor and bring some of the other flavors out. So I like to add about 2.5 cups of vegetable broth. And then here we are with the beans. In this recipe, I used a can of red kidney beans, but sometimes I use pigeon peas as well. And basically what you're going to do is you're going to place your cups of parboiled rice. You're going to put it in a bowl and wash it until the water is clean. A lot of us Jamaicans, we tend to wash our rice before we are cooking it. And then while you have washed your rice, you can put that sort of aside, and then you're going to heat a saucepan with the oil, and that's when you're going to sort of saute the onions, the garlic, the thyme for 1 minute. Then you're going to add the coconut milk, salt, pepper, vegetable broth, all that into a kind of like a small pot, right? Like, I mean, you're going to use a pot that is the size of the guest that you're going to be making it for. So the smaller the pot size that you're going to use is like the less people it's going to feed type of thing. And that's when you're going to add, you know, your coconut milk, all your spices, your vegetable broth, all of that. And you're going to bring that to a boil, stirring occasionally. Then you're going to cover that pot, reduce the heat, and you're going to cook that for 20 minutes or so. Once your rice is done, you're going to remove the sprigs of thyme. You're going to take out that pepper, whichever that you've used, and pretty much your rice is good to go. So it is a great dish to make. As I mentioned, the dish is called rice and peas. The name is super confusing because we don't always make it with peas. In some countries, because this dish is made not only in the Caribbean, but also in Latin American countries, some countries actually call it peas and rice. So I am going to, celebration still of Black History Month, I'm going to be highlighting an artist that I got the opportunity to see live a few years back. Missy D is the spotlight for today. So let's take a listen to our conversation. It's going to share a bit of her journey and talk a little bit about her sound. Let's take a listen. I have been lucky enough to see my guest live a few years back in Vancouver, and for the life of me, I cannot remember the location, but I didn't forget the vocals or the song that she sang, which was Yes Mama. So when I stumbled on that same track in the CJSF Digital Music Library, I knew that I had to reach out to have a chat for this show. And I'm thrilled to say that she had time to chat with me during Black History Month for Beats and Eat. So I stumbled on that track for another show that I produce, I decided to reach out. So I was so excited that she agreed to join me today, especially during Black History Month, because, you know, that it's a busy, busy time. And I also want to say that my guest happens to be the first musical guest on Beats and Eats. So I'm thrilled. So Missy D is here in the house today. Missy D is a female MC now based in Vancouver, deeply influenced by the sounds of her roots. Making music in both English and French, Missy D blends the sounds of hip-hop, rap, R&B, and jazz. And over the years, she's made waves in her community as a bilingual, francophone artist and a member of Lady Jams. Hi, Missy D. Thank you so much for joining me on Beats and Eats.
Hi, Nicole. Thank you so much for having me today. And I'm so grateful to be interviewed by you.
Thank you. I am thrilled. So I'd love for our CJSF listeners to get to know you a bit better. And I am curious if you'd like to share what your journey with music has been.
Yeah, for sure. Where do I start?
I know. Start from the very beginning.
The beginning, the origin story. I think for me, music has always been around me. I feel like I grew up in a household where nobody is plays instruments, but loves music. So I feel like music started there, where I remember my memories of, you know, get-togethers, of car rides, kind of our soundtrack by music. So I feel like that's where the music love comes from. And then I want to say the music discovery comes from, like, actually school. Okay. And talking with friends about music and kind of getting introduced to different sounds through my big brother, through different people I met, and then my music teacher giving us that rap assignment to kind of write a rap. Mm-hmm. And then I took on to that, and then somehow, you know, 20 years later, I'm still doing that rap assignment.
20 years in the game, Missy D. That is incredible. How do you feel about that?
That sounds like a long time, but I feel like I'm still learning. I feel like I'm still a student. I don't know if I'm an expert or, you know, I'm seasoned or anything like that. I definitely think I've put in my work. I've you know, planted my seeds, and now I'm kind of tending to the garden and hoping to cultivate more and cultivate myself and get better and start singing more. And, like, there's different things that I'm doing and trying myself that I didn't do 20 years later that I still am discovering even today.
Absolutely, because I feel like we are always evolving. I mean, hopefully we are, and we're always learning every day. So I love that. I mentioned that you, part of your sound actually is related to your roots. Do you want to share a bit about that?
Yeah, for sure. So I am I come from the African diaspora. I love the continent. I love the motherland. Hence, yes, mama as well. I think I was the way I introduce myself. Usually, I say I come from three corners of the continent. I was born in Rwanda. I grew up in Côte d'Ivoire, in Ivory Coast, and then I was raised also in Zimbabwe. And so, those three countries hold a special place in my heart because of different reasons. They're a different time. My household. My culture, my, kind of, I love the continent and what it's raised me to be. And so I like to rep.
I love it. I love it. My next question for you is, what does music mean to you?
These beautiful questions. What does music mean to me? Music means to me everything. I want to say music to me, in 2026, if I answer that question, it's like, music to me is life. It very much continues to be the soundtrack to my life, but it also is life because it gives me life when I sometimes have a little bit less hope in the world. So sometimes I need that music to kind of tell those stories and to kind of heal those wounds that we're all feeling at times. And then music to me is also like a connection point. I feel like, a lot of us are. I don't know. Maybe I speak for myself. We're sort of feeling like the world is disconnected. The world is sort of separated. And music has always been this place where even when I didn't speak English, it was my way to connect with others. Even when I'm, performing, I see different people in the crowd kind of connecting with one another for like this little 45-minute, 10-minute set, whatever it is. So it's a connector. It's a connection point for a lot of people. So it's powerful. Music is a lot of things.
It is. It is. And I'm
That's
sure that it
one.
evolves all the time, right? It's probably like an ever-evolving relationship that you have.
Yes, it definitely is. And I think it's changing even as I get older. To be sort of, music is a place where I collaborate with people, I jam with people, I just talk and analyze an album with some random person in an Uber car and be like, "Oh, you listen to this album?" Like there's so many things that happens around music for me that it's awesome. And I get to get to know different people through this medium that we all share that is different, that I think brings us together, I hope.
Absolutely. And I've noticed that because I did a little r looking you up and did a little research, and I noticed that you have shared the stage with some amazing artists. I'll list a few. Maestro Fess West, I saw that, and Julie Black and Mr. Easy and Snotty Nose Res Kids, just to name a few. And I'm curious if there's anyone in particular that you'd also like to share the stage with, sort of if you were thinking future wise.
I mean, future wise, let's dream.
I'm a dreamer. I'm a dreamer.
let's dream. I mean, I'm a big J. Cole fan, so anytime I can put his name out there and be like, "Hey, listen, if you ever need an opening act or just like a song, I don't know, yes, mama, I'll sing it for you." But apart from that, I think Miss Lauryn Hill, of course, because I love to play with a live band, and as my sound evolved, like I've gotten to see her a couple of times, and I'm like, oh yeah, like I feel like this could be a nice opener, yeah, to kind of reverse sound. So I feel like that would be a dope show. Man, I would assemble all the wonderful MCs in this in Canada as well on one stage. So like from the Hawaiian Mighties that I've gotten to share with, you've got Phoenix, you've got, man, I want to name drop a lot of people that I'll forget. So let's just say there's a lot of awesome also local artists, because kids always ask me that question, like who do you collaborate with? And I'm like, these are local artists that are amazing that you should check out. Kimmortal, so I'm just like Francis Arevalo. Like there's so many people that I admire. Sage Olal, who's one of my best friends. I think it's like I want to put on my friends and the my peers, people I look up to, and also dream big and go see if we can connect with our influences as well.
Absolutely. I love that. And I love that you shouted out some local talent because my next question to you is like, how has it been being a singer in Vancouver, in the Vancouver scenes specifically? Like, what has that been like over the 20 years?
Oh, I mean, over 20 years, I feel like, I would reduce that amount to like, I think this is going to be the 10th year since my first project.
Okay.
So I would say maybe it's been more like a decade of really, really going in on it,
Sure.
in Vancouver, certainly. And what I've noticed, it's been a sort of paving your own way, DIY. You might hear a lot of artists say that. It's been a DIY, like, hey, we don't have a blueprint. We don't know necessarily how what we're doing, but apparently I could get a venue and get some tickets and put some people together and have a few openers and pay people in a fair wage, hopefully. So it's been a lot of that over the first few years, and it felt underground as well. Like, I
Right.
think maybe hip hop at the same time was getting mainstream in the global scale of things, but Vancouver's music scene, or Vancouver's hip hop scene as well, felt very underground, and like pockets of people that knew each other and that kind of like maybe aligned in their sound or their values, and kind of created like a little pocket of like, hey, this is the community minded
Right.
folks, a lot of folks, and then be like, oh, let's get together and put on for ourselves. And then it evolved into like, oh, let's knock on people's doors. I feel like that's been my strategy for a long time. And emailing people that maybe had no business emailing and being like, hey, so you don't know me, but here I am. I've done a lot of that, and I share that with younger folks to be like, yo, you never know. They might reply, they might not. You might get a no, and then you might
Exactly.
make a lot of noise. Sometimes if you make a lot of noise, people notice. I feel like I did that, and then eventually some people that maybe didn't reply at first got back to me, a couple of years later, was like, hey, I've heard your name.
You see,
Come through. And I'm like,
I love how you answered it this way because my next question was going to be like, what advice did you have for up and coming artists? And
oh, cool.
look at life. Look at you just listen. Okay, alignment.
Yes. I mean, I think for me, it's like when you get asked that question, you start reflecting. You're like, what would I tell my younger self? So it felt like, yeah, it felt DIY. It felt like paving your own way, because there's no right blueprint. I can't tell people to just follow this one line and it's like works for everybody.
Absolutely.
But it's very much like paving your own way, and like definitely researching and educating yourself around it, because you want to be aware of what's available, what's good for you, what doesn't really work. So been a lot of that, and talking with peers, like being open to like sharing advice and sharing resources with folks. I think that's, essential. And community, like I there's no Miss CD without community. Like I don't like there's like I don't I don't I would exist and be doing my own music probably at home and recording my little demo at home, fine. But really, community has put me on to like perform at these shows, or people pass my names to teachers. Like I do a lot of school shows. It's like teachers talking to one another, or their kids talking about it at dinner, and then their mom is like the principal of this other school, and she's like, hey, you should come to my school. My kid kept talking about you at dinner. And I was like, oh, listen, this is community. I did not, there's no PR better than that, I think.
It's true. Word of mouth is everything, and
Yeah.
community is everything. So I love that. And my next question for you, because of this journey with music, what keeps you motivated? Because I know it's not always easy, I'm sure.
Yeah. Isn't it? It's a powerful question to be asked right now, because I'm trying to take a ease not a, not an easy year, like a step back in terms of like not doing too much, not saying yes to everything, taking a little bit break from social media and stuff like that, because I want to write and I want to like pour whatever I'm feeling and thinking. And right now, what's motivating me is the youth. I'm surrounded by a lot of youth. I do a lot of school shows, so they're kind of inspire me to think about, like, yeah, what types of messages do I want to send out? Do
Right.
I want to share? And to knowing that my demographic of people can go from 5 to who knows, 95 or more. So what do I do with that sort of big range of people that might be listening? What do I tell like a 5-year-old? And what do I tell like an 18-year-old? And what would I tell like my friends who are around their 20s or 30s? And then my older friends who might be like, in their 50s and 60s and 70s. So I'm like, okay, this large scope of people that I want to talk to, how do I communicate that in there? They're really motivating me to think intentionally, which I've always thought, but like really put some intention into this next project.
I love that. And I love that you shared the fact that, I mean, I think sometimes we forget about it, but the fact that music does touch so many different age ranges, and the fact that you're not only touching that age range with your sound per se, but like even personally, you know what I mean? Like on a individual kind of basis there. You kind of like touched on this, but maybe you might have a little extra to add. We are in February. It is Black History Month, but it's also kind of still at the beginning of the year, right? And I'm curious, like, do you have any goals for 2026? I know you've chosen to sort of step back a little bit, kind of like, delve into more like writing and, and that, but is there anything else that you might have set for yourself for this year?
I mean, definitely it all relates to one another. I think health is my sort of in the back of my mind, physical, mental, emotional. And I think the project itself, not just the writing, but like of like what's next is sort of what has been kind of made me reflect and overthink and process at the same time of what's next. For myself, what's next for the world? What's what are we gonna do? It is sort of the questions that I'm asking myself, and I think it's inspired me to also really reflect about the quality of things that I want to do for myself, that I want to eat for myself, that I want to live. Like kind of how do I make sure that I'm staying true to who I want to be. How do I make sure I'm not, burning out and doing too much? So that's been sort of my January is my birth. I'm born in January, so it's been like a lot of like, hey, new year, new birthday. Like, what are we? Who do we become this year? And how do we? Not even who do we become. Who do we evolve to? So that's been how I've been walking my 2026 so far.
I love it. I love it. On the show, I do talk a lot about food, hence the name Beats and Eats. And on the show, not only do I talk with dope artists like yourself, and I play a lot of music, I do share recipes because I'm also a chef on the side. And so I do have a couple of questions for you. Do you like to cook?
After hearing that you're a chef, I'm like, what? I do like to cook. I do like to cook for people. I want to say my household. I want to say my partner is more of the cook. He enjoys cooking a lot more than me. But I like to cook for him, and I like to cook for others. Yeah,
I love it. Okay, so
I'm
what's
not a chef.
No, I mean, listen, I'm self-taught all the things, but I feel like if you cook for others, you can call yourself that name. That's the way I look
Hey,
at
okay.
it. You know what I mean? So own it. Like own it, all the things. What is your favorite thing to make?
Ooh, these days, I mean, I have a couple of dishes that I like to cook. So often I'm doing like little stir-fried rice. Like I want to say my version. I don't know, it's an Asian misty fusion of things, like my own little sauce to it, but it tastes delicious. Get compliments in the household. That's pretty nice. Nice little chicken wings on the side.
Absolutely.
That I do. And then sometimes I think I like to travel with my food, if
Nice.
that makes any sense.
Yes.
So the like a couple weeks ago, I did like some couscous with like a little chicken stew.
Yes.
And then we went and got like some hummus from one of the restaurants
Yes.
here that has great hummus. And I was like, okay, this is great. It's like a little Mediterranean dish. And I'm like, I've yet to go to the Mediterranean sort of part of the world, but it's definitely nostalgic to like some of my good friends that I grew up with. So it's like, oh, I want to eat some of that food.
Yeah, you brought it home. I love it. I love it.